Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
It's Tuesday night and time to talk Shadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Our motto is tough, smart, physical. We want to be a tough football team. We want to be a smart football team. We want to out physical the other team. Then mixing up the fronts, the three-man front, the four-man front, and then blitzing out of both fronts. You know, those eight sacks were awesome. There's an old adage that says, hey, whenever there's a quarterback battle, you really don't have a guy. I do not feel that way. Any one of these three can be leaders of our team and be the every rep guy.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
It's our first installment of the Jay Long Show here in 2023. If you've been with us for the last several years, many years, eight in fact, Coach and I get together on Tuesdays here in the studio. We break down the games, we talk about the team, and we look ahead at what's coming up next for CSC football. So Jay, excited to start another year with you talking Eagle football, especially after an opening season win.
It was always fun to have football back. This weekend we actually got to watch a few college football games, so extremely fun. And really glad that things are back, and it was good to get a win on that first week.
You bet. Let's get into it, Coach. Wild opening game to start the season. You gave us all a good one to be excited about. 35-34, Shadron State wins at Quincy University in Illinois. Coach, your immediate reaction when that final kick for the Hawks was no good and you came out of there with a win?
Well, it's hard to put in words, but I guess is the easiest way is just say happy as heck. And with that, you know, hard to say what the emotions were, but my second thought, Dave, was is that, hey, it's going to be really fun to go up and talk to Dave after the game. But obviously you weren't able to make the trip. Congratulations on having a new baby. We're all excited about that and have another member to our Eagle family. So congratulations, Dave.
Thanks, Jay. Do appreciate that so much. He and Mom were listening to the game, so they got to hear all the action back home while I was calling it remotely. And yeah, that was one I really wish we could have gotten together on. Let's just go into it now for the fans and get some of those thoughts from you. Your team was really resilient, Coach. You found a way to come back after Quincy had overcome a big deficit in the fourth quarter. Talk about that resiliency there.
Dave, I guess when we watched film on Friday, after the game, we did it, on all phases of the game, and we did a really good job. Defensively, I think we met majority of our goals. We held them under 100 yards rushing. I think it was 85 or 82 or something like that. And passing wise, we held them to 160, and that's been one of our lowest since Coach Sassy played. So I've been like 12, 13, 14, right around there. So, defensively, I thought we did a really good job there. And then offensively, we scored a lot of points. We got 35 points put up. And then special teams, you won the special teams battle. So, when you look at those three things, that's really good. And things that we got to improve on are going to come later. But, with our ball security and our ball turnovers and stuff, because we really allowed them to come back in the game with that. But as far as resiliency goes, Dave, things that when we put a stamp and say, hey, man, this was terrific. There was less than 3 minutes left on the game, and we needed a perfect punt. We got a perfect punt. Then we needed our defense to go out there and stop them. So we would put our four-minute D together. Our defense stopped them 1, 2, 3. Then we had to have a punt return. Our offense, our special teams went out there. We started on the 20-yard line. Our offense had to score under 2 minutes. Our offense scored. We scored a little too soon, so then our defense had to go out, and then our defense needed a two-minute stop. And when you look at that, that's five things that needed to happen, and just really proud of our guys. That's a total team win, and the way we finished that game shows that what our team can really be, and something really to build upon as this season goes.
Yeah, the mental aspect in college football is as big a piece of it as the physical aspect. Last year, a couple of them slipped away from us a little bit, but this year, in this particular instance, game one, it's kind of crazy. The same situation your team was facing with Quincy. How did did you guys, or how did you talk to the team? What did you sense on the sideline to help them overcome some of those mental things that can creep into a team a little bit from things in the past?
You know, Dave, that stuff doesn't happen just on game day. Those are the things that we talked about in our previous conversations with our leadership in the spring and our leadership this summer, and what our guys did this summer. You know, the other piece in here is that doesn't get talked about was our guys, you know, conditioning wise. Quincy was cramping all over. There was multiple guys going down left and right, and we didn't have one go down, which is an attribute to what our guys did this summer and our strength staff about that work ethic. And like I said earlier in our year with our previous conversations, was that I'm just really proud of how the guys prepared themselves. And when you prepare yourself, you know, you stay calm on the sideline, and when you're prepared, you know that you're going to find a way to win, and are just really happy with our guys of finding that way.
Yeah, it was so great to see him pull it out in the fourth and stay on the field. Like you said, Quincy's guys going down quite a bit, and an awesome finish for the Eagles. How about the start really quick? 22-0. It looks like the guys came out absolutely juiced, energetic, great game plan, scoring points early and often, and you guys were ready to go for sure.
Yeah, you know, I thought our guys went and executed real well. Then, you know, the momentum changed, and with the momentum change, you know, we turned over the ball, and when you look at the negative side of things, we had way too many turnovers on offense, and the number one goal of our team goals is win the turnover takeaway battle, and you know, we turned over the ball too much, and you know, that's going to be a focus for the week, and obviously it's been a focus, but we got to continue to focus on that decision making and also, you know, ball security and know where we're at on the field and know the situations and, you know, things like that, and you know, that we will, you know, focus on during the week.
Coach Jay Long with us on the weekly Jay Long Show Tuesday nights, brought to you by Shadron Glass and Windows here on Double Q Country. And Jay, you brought up turnovers, four of them, two interceptions, two fumbles. Quincy ends up scoring 20 points off those turnovers. And watching the game, calling the game, I thought clearly we were the better team and the more talented team, and we outlasted them in the fourth quarter. But turnovers are that equalizer that we talk about all the time. And really, that was the difference. And you talked about getting the team ready and addressing that. But one of the biggest plays in the game, maybe you can tell us a little more about it. The fumble return, guys were about to go up 35-21 on Quincy, and then a fumble on kind of a wild play returned the length of the field for a 29-28 game, a real big, big play.
Yeah, we've put together a package. We call it our Eagle Package, and what we do is we take our top players on both sides of the ball, and we go out and put together a short yardage goal line package. And on it was at the end of the game and fourth quarter, and we just didn't mesh it very well. And we have two groups that run that Eagle Package, and our first group has not put a ball on the ground all camp, and we did on Thursday. And number zero, that player is a really terrific player for Quincy. I mean, he had, I think, an interception and that fumble return, and probably one of the better athletes we're going to see all year, defensively wise. And then he able to score on it. The one thing that, you know, that he did was he did a flip into the end zone. When he did a flip into the end zone, we were able to put the penalty and spot the ball 15 yards back, which then took them out of a 2-point conversion. So they had to kick it. So that was, you know, the things that, you know, we had our negative side on our turnovers, but the positive was is that we won the penalty battle. I think they almost double penalty to us in yards, and I think they had 12 penalties. I think we had six.
Yeah, penalties were egregious for them, and a great, great way to help win this game is to stay disciplined and not commit penalties like they did with the flip. A real bad time to have something come up like that. With those new units and a new play, Jay, is that just something where you think a few more reps or in-game live stuff? It's fun to run it in practice, but when it's a big, important moment like this in the game, it's just going to take a little more time to get that down pat?
Yeah, you know, I think that it comes down to just the conditioning level and different times that we do it in practice. We started off in fall camp, and we talked about it. That was what we started the practice with, and we started the practice with it to show then how important it was to our team. Then as the fall camp started going, then we started moving it towards the middle of practice so that way we could get our guys when they got a little bit stressed into it. And, you know, as we look into things, when did that happen? We did that package twice. The first one, we scored a touchdown. We would have scored a touchdown on the second one if we would have got the ball in the block blocks were there. So, you know, it really just comes down to that, just that focus of it. And, you know, we're going to focus on that mesh all week and you know, in the beginning of practice and those type of things. But it's something that we're definitely going to continue to use. And there's a few more plays to it also, so it'll be fun.
It's a cool play. I loved watching it in fall camp. It was kind of the big open secret, I guess, but we kept it in-house, but it was out there on the field, and it was cool to see. Watch fans, if you've watched a lot of eight-man football around in western Nebraska, there's some similarities in there. It looks kind of like an old eight-man football play that we see out here out west. It's really cool. Coach, I can't wait to see it again, getting you in the end zone. Jay Long with us on a Tuesday night. Biggest play of the game, maybe, Jay, certainly a huge one. Jahani Wright catches a 3rd-and-7 ball at the Quincy 2 late in the game. It sets up your winning touchdown. What a snag. What a throw. Great play by Jahani.
Yeah, it was a really good, you know, play by him. And, you know, Johnny's a kid that just rejoined us again in the spring this past year. And you know, it shows why, you know, I'm a guy that believes in second chances, second opportunities. And Jahani said, hey, I want to finish as an Eagle. And, you know, that was definitely an Eagle play by him on Thursday night. So really proud of him on that. You know, there was a lot of big plays in the game, Dave. I think that it would be crazy for me not to talk about Tom Thomas. He had a really good game. I think he had 7 catches. He had a big touchdown run right off the bat for a spark. He's also was a return specialist. We thought that he might be an opportunity, you know, have an opportunity to get the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week for his showing. But he had some big plays and big catches. I also, you know, I thought that, you know, both of our coordinators did a really good job. I thought that Coach Sassy and Coach Coombs did a great job of preparing for a team, and it's always hard that first game, because you know people are going to do things different than what they did last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, the second thing, I was really proud of Coach Smith and his play calling. When you look at what we showed Quincy and what Augie has to prepare for, you know, we had a 2-quarterback system. We had a system where we're running in multiple different packages and giving multiple different looks. And, you know, that's going to put a lot of stress on the next 3-4 teams that come through here watching our film. You know, I thought that Coach Smith did a really good job of calling plays and mixing things up, and then also giving a bunch of different looks that we had success with each of those looks. So I'm really excited about, you know, the year, and you know, I think that those are all things, like I said, that we can continue to build upon.
And for some of the injuries and the musical chairs on the offensive line heading into game number one and some of those new spots, you guys did not allow a sack on Thursday night either. That's a great thing to note too for the big guys up front. They protected your quarterbacks when you had them back there looking to throw.
You know, Dave, I think we've said it numerous times. We recruited we recruited really, really hard this offseason to fix some deficiencies. And when you look at one of the things that we thought last year that we, you know, we needed to do a better job on was, you know, we had to get down our pass defense, had to get down. We had to get down how many yards people were throwing on us. And, you know, we had one of the lowest that we've had in over 10, well, right about, I think it'd be 8 or 9 years with things. And then offensively, like we said, we needed to secure up our offensive line, and I think we got better on both of those, and it showed on Thursday.
Coach Jay Long with us for the Tuesday night Jay Long Show, brought to you by Shadron Glass and Windows. Defense really stepped up, Coach. Allowed just 85 yards on the ground. You guys sacked the Quincy QB a couple of times. Your defense really rose to the occasion when they needed to on some short fields as well.
Really, you know, proud of those guys. I think that the defense, if you take out the turnovers, I think that they drove on us only one time. They had one big drive which came off of a big return. Which came off of a penalty, actually. So, you know, when you're looking at the negatives of things, those are things that, you know, that we talked about on Friday and or Sunday practice and things to fix. But, you know, I thought that we just did a really good job on defense. And, you know, our D-line is really good. We know that. And our linebacking core is really good. And our secondary core really, really showed improvement from what we were last year. And it's just going to be fun to build them because we still have some young guys that are out there. And every game they get those minutes, man, they're going to get better. And like I said, our defense did a really good job in that regard.
It was fun to watch him shut down that Quincy offense on Thursday. And coaches learn so much in game one. You play that first one and you take away so much. Coach, what do you feel like you guys and the staff and the guys all learned the most from your opening week game?
Yeah, it verified. We have some tools. We have some tools in our shed that we're going to be able to pull out. And, you know, as coaches, we try to prepare our guys for every scenario in games. And, you know, in that game right there, we got a 4-minute where the offense comes out and they try to run out the clock. And our defense, you know, made a 1-2-3 punt. Then we had our 2-minute by our offense. And that's something we work every, you know, every week, every about 3 days, we're working a 2-minute and we were able to score. Then our defense had to come out and we had to do a 2-minute again, and this time for a stop. And, you know, it really showed that our guys are believing in what we're doing, and they're believing in our system. And I think that shows, you know, where we're headed with things. And we're just really excited, you know, with things. And we're excited to be home this week, too. So that'll be good, too.
Yeah, we'll turn the page to Augustana here in just a moment. First, though, we go through our weekly Hammer Award winner and the nominees. Jay, can you explain the Hammer Award for some of the new fans, new listeners, or a refresh for them first, and then talk to us about the nominees and who was voted the team's winner?
Yeah, the Hammer Award's a great tradition. I bet we've been doing that since probably 2003 or 4. I know Coach Smith said he got to bring out the hammer, so he played right on that 2003. Coach Sassy has gotten to bring out the hammer as a player also. So it's been going on for a long time. And what it is the player that makes the on special team that makes a big play on special teams. And the team on the day after the game, we're watching film, and the team starts nominating guys, hammer so-and-so, hammer so-and-so. And then from there, the team then votes upon who's going to carry out the hammer for the next week's game and lead us on the field. And Dave, actually today we're going to do our voting for it. So I don't have the one for this past week, but we had some big showings by guys. And I'm sure that there's going to be numerous guys are going to get, you know, voted for on that. So I'll be able to tell you that one on the, I guess, our next talk.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have it on the pregame show coming up for this week. And fans, you can watch the Hammer winner again run out the hammer to midfield shortly before kickoff. It's a great tradition here at Chadron State, honoring special teams, such a big part of the program here. Jay, injuries and health, one of the topics we get to at the end of the show as well every week. We had Alante Hare go down last week, a big-time receiver. What's the status on him and some of the other guys in positions as you get into Augustana prep?
You know, Alante is actually meeting today with the training staff and our team doctor, so we'll know more on him by Friday, or I guess by Saturday, the next time that you and I talk with things. As far as the guys that went on the trip, he was the only one that right now that, you know, had to see the doctor and those things. So we're hoping for good things for him. Remington Free, a starter from last year, it looks like he's going to have to maybe sit out for the year right as of right now. He's going to do another appointment here, but it sounds like he's going to be out more than likely for the year also. So
okay.
We've had a couple guys from last year's season, I guess, that, you know, on that verge. Amasi is another one that didn't make the trip. And Trayvon Smith is another one that didn't make the trip. So those are three major contributor starters last year that weren't able to play on the first game. So we'll know more on them probably after this week with things and where they're at with it. And it also arises a couple opportunities for some freshmen. And Roland George was a receiver that they got the big some plays on Thursday. Reese Jacobs from Sturgis, he's played some linebacker for us, and then Tucker Peterson got to play some special teams for us. So we got to play some true freshmen also this past Thursday.
Jay, our final topic tonight: the Augustana Vikings, another brand new team for you to face, and they have a good one. They went to the playoffs last year, won 7 games, are coming in off a win. What more can you tell us about Augustana and what you look for with them early in the week?
Yeah, you know, they're a well-coached team. It's kind of interesting fact. I don't think, Dave, they've played in a non-conference game in over 10 to 12 years. So this is their first non-conference game. They're coming to us. So, you know, their coach has been asking quite a few questions because, you know, they normally just – they go to the same stadiums every year, and they know – they go to the same places every year. So they got their routine with things. So that's kind of a cool fact. Both Quincy and Augustana, as far as I know, we've never played either one of those two. So that's always fun also as a coach to go play – new teams. And when you look at them, I guess getting more into, you know, the nuts and bolts of things, you know, defensively, one of the things that, you know, is a benefit for us is that Quincy and them both run the same defensive scheme. So we'll see the same defensive schemes for the past 2 weeks, which is a, you know, definite plus. And then, you know, offensively, you know, they're a spread offense. And, you know, so that's something also that our defense has been seeing all camp. And then also, you know, in the first game with Quincy. So it'll be a fun game, Dave. I'm really excited to play, you know, someone from another conference. It's great to get a home game. Home games are hard to get for us, especially non-conference. And, you know, we get a home and home with them. So it'll be fun. And, you know, this year we're also going to start a new tradition, Dave. It's on our home games. We're going to walk through the tailgate party at 9:45, which would be about 2 hours and 15 minutes before game time.
Okay.
And we're going to walk through the tailgate area with our team and greet the fans and get ourselves ready before we go into the locker room 2 hours before the game. And then an hour and a half, we go out and start going out on the field. But it'll be cool. We're going to have our recruits there. We're going to have us there. It's going to be a big part of our walk. So we really love the fans to be at that and, you know, and make it something to make it a new tradition. It'll be pretty cool.
That's awesome. It's called the Eagle Walk. And again, 9:45 in the morning Saturday. Team's going to walk out. Where do you guys start the Eagle Walk?
Oh, great question. We are going to walk out of Chicoine, and then we're going to walk behind the stadium there in that loop. And basically this year, as far as my understanding goes, is that's where the tailgate area is going to be, in that circle right behind the stadium, really where the old concession stands were, right behind there. And there's that circle, and we're going to walk through that circle and then come back down through the stadium. So it'll be pretty fun. I think I'm pretty excited about it. Our cheerleading coach was something that she's done at her previous school. She thought it was really cool. After she talked to me about it, I was like, yeah, let's go do it. And band's going to be there. Also, our cheerleaders are going to lead us. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Get the griddles out, some pancakes, some breakfast burritos, and all that stuff, fans, for the Eagle Walk, new tradition, 9:45 Saturday morning. Of course, the football game will start at noon with Jay and the guys taking the field against Augustana. Coach, great stuff to start the season. Thanks so much for coming in. Our first Jay Long Show. Wish you the best of luck this week, and we'll have Jay on again pregame on Saturday before we kick it off.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate everybody and appreciate everybody's support. Go Eagles!
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.
Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.